You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift and we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Gordon producing the show out here. Dylan back at the home studio keeping things rolling. Fans are coming in. I'm getting called out for not seeing Rocky.
Yeah, you are, man.
Apparently that's homework.
Just caught a stray on the way by. But
I really did.
By some fella.
Came out of nowhere.
It's like, what's your problem? You haven't seen Rocky. Oh. I mean, he didn't even say what's up. It was just...
He goes, hey, who hasn't seen Rocky?
What's your deal, lady?
Well, I mean, that's a listener.
Yeah.
That's how he knew, and you should be upset that you offended him, because you clearly offended him by not watching
offended
Rocky.
Offended me, too, be honest with you. I'm usually the guy that has a blank part in movie history, but I've seen all the Rockies, man. You're way off base.
You don't have to watch Rocky V. That's the one you don't have to watch. You can go from 1 to 4.
I haven't seen any of the Creeds
skip
either.
Skip 5. Go watch Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa was fine.
I've seen two. I do need to watch the third Creed. I actually have not watched the third Creed.
Yeah.
But if you just had, and I have never seen a Rocky movie.
That's just not right.
I mean, how do you even know how to listen to the Eye of the Tiger song?
Yeah.
I mean, what goes through your head when you hear Eye of the Tiger?
Same thing that goes through your head. Like, I get pumped up. Yeah.
I've got Rocky running steps and
everybody.
Running on the beach and hugging Apollo and the ocean. I mean, that's all going through my head.
Yeah. I will say this. I got a bone to pick. And, Dylan, I'm not coming for anybody in your
Uh-oh.
Immediate vicinity. And this has nothing to do with the Eagles. And not to go all squidbilly here, but there is a sector of people, let's call them influencers, on the gram here recently that I've noticed pop up throughout training camp. I don't remember this happening as much last year, although it's kind of always happened to an extent on social. You kind of started seeing that people that are like kind of influencers that are posting videos from practices around the NFL, and it's like they'll give a stat or say like, hey, you know, Caleb Williams connects with so-and-so for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you realize that they're not tackling in this practice? Like, it's like a 5-yard pass. A couple of people come up and do a double hand tag, like, you know, tagging off. And then the guy sprints for like 60 yards to finish his game. Oh, Caleb Williams connects for a touchdown. Mike, I want to beat my head on the wall. I'm like, what are you looking at? You obviously do not understand what's going on here.
Well, do you think it's in the same vein as the guy that's pro day that rolls out, runs halfway to the sideline, stops, turns, plants, and chunks it 7 yards, like, he threw it 7 yards on the run out of the pocket. It was like, he had no fear. He could do whatever he wanted.
I swear, man. The football analyst on the social
channel. Analyst.
And there's some
nobody
great
analyst.
Thanks a lot. I can't say it myself.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Dylan.
There is I don't know, man. And I have a lot of respect for some of the people that have made their living on digital, analyzing football. There are some good ones out there. It's just that there is this sector that has popped up recently that is they're like, it's like make believe analysts. You know what I mean?
So
analyst.
You know what this is, Allie?
What is this?
He's now talking about they.
They.
No. I did not say they.
No. Hold on. What you don't realize, and you're not going to want to acknowledge, is that that is part of the they. That's that sector who always I've got a podcast, so I know what that play is supposed to look like. Or I did this. That's the they. This society that's busted out into this wannabe sports media that knows everything about everything.
I'm not going to go any further, but I'm just
You know it's a they.
You had to go just far enough where you say society. No, it's not society. It's like
it's a part
four
of
or
it.
Five slappies on Instagram.
No, that's not the problem. It's
way four or five slappies. I love that you called them slappies.
You know there's four or five slappies from each team in each city.
Okay. That's not society.
Okay, that's my point. That's a part of society. No. Everybody makes up society.
I do have to agree with Bo here, Mo. Mike, you were just talking about the they, though. That little diatribe you just went on, you were talking about the they.
Yeah.
However, there are people now who are making a career off of these people who are being influencers for NFL teams or baseball teams. You can be a D-influencer, Mike.
D-influencer? Yes.
So what you do is take their video and be like, here's the problem with what they just said. And then you could piggyback off what they're doing and actually correct it and get people educated in the right way.
No problem with you saying that I've come down on people on socials. I just don't want you to include everybody in that.
When
you say Braves Twitter, that includes every Braves fan. That includes me.
I know, but see what you, Allie, please explain to Michael that I always separate it between they and we. And you can be a part of we or they. And the they is the constantly negative, everything, the sky is falling, Chicken Little Club. I mean, there's some people we know very well that are part of the they. And then there's we. I'm part of we. Grant's a part of we. Allie's in we.
Can I say who just brought me some coffee?
Go for it.
Yeah, Greg Beatles brought you coffee.
Greg Beatles just brought me a coffee. He's got to be a member of the mafia. So I'm just saying. He talked about how bad my coffee experience was this morning, and he delivered. I almost shed a tear when he walked out here. I looked at him and was like, you're a hero.
He's actually a part of the nation, and we're very caring about others, and we tend to feel sorry for people that are in the mafia, even the leader.
Right. Well, and you were
my
off
mafia.
Your coffee. Yeah, we actually have only heard from one person walking by saying Mike's Mafia, right? So where's the Squid Nation today? Where's the nation?
They're at work.
They're taking the day off?
They actually work jobs.
So what it is.
Well, the reason Mike's routine was thrown off today, he had to go to a different gas station, coffee was terrible, is because we're at Falcons training camp, which we're so excited for. But he does need to be properly caffeinated for this, so I'm glad you got your coffee.
Man.
So let's focus on what we're going to be looking for today. What battles are you looking at? Who are you going to keep an eye on?
I'm really, the more we dig into this, and maybe it's just popped up over the course of the show, but when we talked about Jordan Whitehead earlier and how he comes on the visit to the Atlanta Falcons, I think it was Mike Garofolo who broke that news yesterday from NFL Network, NFL.com, and I'm curious now. Visiting veteran safety, because this happened last year, right? And Justin Simmons visited, and then a couple of days later gets a contract, and then is the starting safety.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked last year, leading up to that point, about the safety battle between DeMarco Helms and Richie Grant. And then all of a sudden, Justin Simmons was a safety. So we've had so much conversation around DeMarco Helms, Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts. Is there a chance that it's none of the three of them? Or do you look at one of these, the situations where he's visiting and saying that's a backup to a Jesse Bates or one of the other pieces is? So I'm going to look very closely at that rotation, some of the conversations being had between the safeties and the defensive staff, and just try to get a better idea of what I think their outlook is.
And I also think it tells you what they feel about Billy Bowman, that Bowman is a nickel guy, and that's the only thing they want to use. A lot of people thought that he was going to be a safety in here, and we talked about it the day he was drafted, that he was probably going to slide right into a nickel position, maybe even the starter. I have seen D. Alford out there with the first team more in that nickel position. But, I mean, I don't know. Is that, you know, sometimes teams just want to see what guys have just in case. Where are you at now? We have had the visit. Are you, if we need to call on you, are you a guy that we could do? Because I think it's a very good point that Mike made, that he's been with Ulbrich.
Yeah.
So that's familiarity. So you know if you need to break glass, you got him there.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another thing as well, you know, you start looking at some of these positions, and you mentioned the nickel spot. I don't know that we've talked any about Mike Ford and guys like that. On the flip side, you correct me if I'm wrong, because you know these rules a little bit better than I do, Bo. I'm pretty sure that DJ Chark is available for pads today. You know, you have to have the acclimation period where you have three practices without pads once you're signed. I think if you include Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, I think he actually is eligible to suit up and practice today. I'll be curious to see how much action he gets and how he looks, you know, if he's in shape or not when they're running some of these one-on-one concepts.
Well, and this, to my knowledge, is only the fifth practice. So, yeah, I mean, he only missed one practice.
Yeah.
I mean, he got signed Friday.
Yep.
On the scheduled off day. And so the only practice he missed was the opening day of camp, which was a Thursday. And I thought it was really good when you and Dylan did the Sunday show that Josh Kendall had talked about. Easton Stick was the guy that had practiced with DJ Chark in the offseason and went to bat for him.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see where – that's, you know, that's something, Allie, we haven't talked enough about is Easton Stick.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a guy, and we have, you know, three straight Fridays coming up over the next month where he's going to be the guy we're talking about. Easton Stick is going to be the quarterback for this team during the preseason. And, you know, how well some of these positions do develop will have a lot to do with how well Easton Stick plays and whether or not they decide to keep him around on the roster. So,
well, and one thing you noticed last week at the first practice was that Billy Bowman was out with the vets.
Yes.
And the starters. Have you noticed anyone else, any rookie, getting some time?
No, I think James Pierce's role has expanded a little bit in that realm. I think Xavier Watts, and that's one of the reasons I want to focus on that today. Xavier Watts, I can't get a feel for what they're doing at safety spot. We walked out there day one, Jordan Fuller was out there. The same day you're talking about that Billy Bowman was at nickel, Jordan Fuller was at safety. And then the next day, Xavier Watts getting a lot more burn at safety and not as much Jordan Fuller. DeMarco Hellams at that time kind of playing the backup to Jesse Bates. And then he started getting some tick the next day. And so I don't know if they're just kind of throwing it at the wall and seeing what sticks, but I'm curious to kind of get some more details on what exactly is going on back there in the secondary and get a feel for the rotation and the flow. Maybe we can talk to Jesse about it after practice today.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to Jesse about that after practice today. Of course, you're going to get to hear that tomorrow. We are less than an hour away from the second padded practice out here at Falcons training camp. Coming up next, it's not a tear. It's a strain. We'll get into Ronald's situation, and we've got a life of Squid on the way.
One former Falcons receiver has got his own social media videos, and they're not for catching footballs on the practice field. Talk about it next morning shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.